Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome into Outkick the Show Friday edition. I hope all of you are having fantastic days wherever you may be across this great land or this great country. Masters underway, and we have Justin Rose at the top of the leaderboard. Should be a fun weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Encourage you to go get your bets in at fanduel.com/clay. That is fanduel.com/clay, and hopefully you will have some good fortune as we continue to roll along. I'm headed down to Tampa tomorrow to go to WrestleMania on Sunday. Can't wait to have a big weekend down there. If you watch WrestleMania over the weekend, you may see yours truly in the crowd. Should be a lot of fun. A bunch to dive into. The Masters underway. Let me give you an update on the leaderboard as we go live right now. By the way, 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Mountain, 2 o'clock Pacific. I will be live on Fox Bet Live breaking down a lot of this. Justin Rose, Leishman, both Justin Thomas and Tony Finau bogeyed 18 to drop back to 4. So it appears that Justin Rose is going to have a two-shot lead as nobody else is really making a strong play up the leaderboard as we kind of scroll through everything. And it remains to be seen if anybody else is going to get up into the mix there. Some guys that are unlikely, at least right now, to make the cut. There are a bunch of them out there right now. Rory McIlroy has fallen apart. He is unlikely to make the cut. Patrick Cantlay had a better day today, but he was a disaster. Jason Day not making the cut. Kind of running through all of these different guys. Dustin Johnson is on the border as to whether or not he is going to make the cut. Adam Scott, close to whether or not he's going to make the cut. Looks like Phil Mickelson has managed to skin by. Sergio is having a decent round. Looks like he's going to make the cut. Anyway, it should be a fairly entertaining weekend of the Masters. A couple of different things. Deshaun Watson, Rusty Harden, his attorney, has gone public. It appears that all of the women are willing, most of the case anyway, to reveal their names and stop anonymously suing Deshaun Watson, but Rusty Harden says he expects to have all 22 trials in these cases, which is total balderdash. There's no way that Deshaun Watson is standing trial for 22 different sexual assault lawsuits. But he also, Rusty Harden, has not been making any kind of logical defense to me of Deshaun Watson. He has admitted now there were consensual sexual encounters, in his opinion, again, his client's opinion, associated with Deshaun Watson. He also said, this guy has been getting 2 to 3 massages a week. The math on that is anywhere from 120 to 150 massages a year. In the year 2020, spas shut down. The massage world during the pandemic changed. He says that's why Deshaun Watson used Instagram. This doesn't make any sense. If you were afraid of COVID, wouldn't you make way fewer appointments with way fewer masseuses? If this were COVID-related and Deshaun Watson suddenly is booking all these different masseuses, would you actually decide to book 120 or 150 different women and allow them to put their hands on you and be in close proximity to you throughout the entirety of the COVID shutdown? If you were worried about COVID, like if any, this is such, like, I just don't think that Deshaun Watson is getting a very good defense from Rusty Harden right now. The arguments that he is making are not logical. And I think most of you out there listening to me right now, first of all, the fact that you would have 120 or 150 potentially different massages during the course of a year is super strange, okay? Regardless of who you are. The fact that it might come from 50 or 4 different masseuses that you were meeting on Instagram, during COVID and you're using COVID as an excuse for why you're doing that, pretty much everybody I know, because of COVID, shrank the circle of people that are strangers that they were interacting with. And meanwhile, Deshaun Watson, who is playing a sport in the NFL that is under supreme COVID, supposedly related protocols so that you don't miss any games and also you don't get anybody else on your team sick, is just like, hey, looking for masseuses wherever I can find them. And he's just randomly going to Instagram and booking women from different states and flying them in. It doesn't make sense at all what's going on here. This is a bad defense that Rusty Hardin is trotting out about Deshaun Watson, and it just doesn't even logically add up. So I don't even understand what exactly is going on here, but this has become super weird, even more so for Deshaun Watson, and every single day is more of a body blow against him, and not the kind of body blow that evidently Deshaun Watson was after on these massages. A bad body blow in terms of a punch being landed by the women who are filing the lawsuits against him, and his defense counsel doesn't seem, Rusty Hardin, to be doing a very good job of defending him in the court of public opinion right now. In fact, Rusty Hardin said, well, one reason we've been so quiet is because we believed in the presumption of innocence and we didn't know who these women are, and it seems like a lot of people consider Deshaun Watson to be guilty. I'm like, yeah, 22 women have accused you of sexual assault, plus another woman who hasn't filed a lawsuit and told her story to Sports Illustrated. That's 23 different women who allege on some level that you sexually assaulted them. 23. We're not talking about one or two or three where I do think the presumption of innocence would apply. This is Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Cosby territory for Deshaun Watson. This is not Ben Roethlisberger or Jameis Winston territory. This is really, really a strange situation as you analyze this story and think about where it goes from here. I don't think the outcome is going to be very good for Deshaun Watson. I've been saying from the get-go, if Deshaun Watson suddenly retained me and he said, Clay, I need you to be my attorney, what would you advise me to do? I'd tell him this straight up. Settle all these cases. If a case costs you $20 million, so be it. Settle every single one of these civil lawsuits. Give each of these women $1 million each if you need to. And I don't think it would cost that much, but that's what I would tell him. Because that is a drop in the bucket compared to what the danger is to your overall career here. You could make $500 million as a quarterback over the next 15 years. That's not crazy. And if you're in jail, you ain't making that money. And certainly if you are suspended by the NFL, you're not making that money. Resolve it all. Apologize. Serve your suspension in the NFL. Sit out most of 2021 and come back 100% healthy in 2022 on a new team. That would be my legal advice to Deshaun Watson. So far, it doesn't appear that he is following that advice, and I think every single day he's finding himself in a greater degree of legal peril. Crazy story, fun story, absurd story. USC, Southern Cal, the Trojans. Did you guys see this story? I can't believe it's not getting more attention. So initially, they reported that an imposter, a non-teammate, had managed to get a jersey, pads, cleats, everything, and he was fielding punts at a USC spring football game. Subsequent investigation has revealed this guy is homeless, and because of COVID, they had done away with the fingers on the door, the sort of the bio mechanics to allow you to enter and exit the facility, and they often left the door cracked as a result. This homeless guy was at USC's football facility. He was eating meals. He got into a jacuzzi tub with players and hung out, and he then got a uniform and gear issued, and they only discovered that he was not a member of the team when he started to return punts. This is an unbelievable story. I don't know how many of you have been paying attention to this, but this is a flat-out incredible story. I would encourage all of you go read this at OutKick if you need a good laugh. I don't know who this guy was. He must have been fairly young if he could pass as a player. And I want more of his story. I want to know how he managed to infiltrate USC football and how long he did so. Again, go read about it at OutKick, USC football player discovered who had infiltrated and snuck in an imposter, only discovered when he was returning punts. I also wonder how he did returning punts, good or bad. Ron DeSantis, you haven't seen this yet. I need to get one of these shirts and wear it for a show. Hopefully I'll do it next week. But in the wake of the total lie that 60 Minutes put out about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, one of our guys at OutKick created a shirt that just said 60 Minutes of Lies. And earlier this morning, Ron DeSantis tweeted out that he had gotten his own T-shirt version of our OutKick 60 Minutes of Lies T-shirt. And in fact, he did. He came in himself, or somebody on his staff did, and bought a couple of T-shirts. Shout out to Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who's now got his 60 Minutes of Lies T-shirt from OutKick. I hope he wears it out somewhere, because I would love to see pictures of DeSantis rocking the T-shirt and see exactly how it goes in the near future. But I'll have my shirt. I'll wear it on this show as soon as I get it. I don't even have it yet. These are new shirts because the story was just out on Sunday. And if you haven't read about the lies that 60 Minutes tried to peddle related to Publix, Walgreens, CVS, and how the vaccine is being distributed in Palm Beach County, in particular in Florida, the Democratic mayor of Palm Beach County came out and fired back at 60 Minutes and called them out for their lies. I believe I actually have that little write-up that I believe I may have read for you before, but if I haven't, this is a pretty remarkable story, and I'd encourage you guys to think about it. The statement from Mayor Dave Koerner on Saturday night's 60 Minutes, Sunday night 60 Minutes segment on vaccines in Florida. This is the mayor of Palm Beach County. He is a Democrat. I watched the 60 Minutes segment on Palm Beach County last night and feel compelled to issue this statement. The reporting was not just based on bad information. It was intentionally false. I know this because I offered to provide my insight into Palm Beach County's vaccination efforts and 60 Minutes declined. They know that the governor came to Palm Beach County and met with me and the County Beach Administrator, and we asked to expand the state's partnership with Publix to Palm Beach County. We also discussed our own local plans to expand mass vaccination centers throughout the county, which the governor has been incredibly supportive. We asked and he delivered. They had that information and they left it out because it kneecaps their narrative. We have confronted this pandemic for over a year. Our residents, like all Americans, are tired and the media is making it worse. They are hell-bent on dividing us for cheap views and clicks. 60 Minutes should be ashamed. I thank the governor for supporting the residents of Palm Beach County because of his efforts working in coordination with Palm Beach County officials. Over 275,000 seniors in our county, which is over 75% of the total senior population, have been vaccinated. I am proud of how our county and state leadership have executed on this important mission, and the results speak for themselves. Sincerely, Dave Koerner, who is the mayor of Palm Beach County, a Democrat, calling out 60 Minutes for all of their lies. And so I hope that a lot of you have seen that report and seen what often happens in the mainstream media is truly narrative-based decisions that aren't supported by facts, and even when you share the real facts with them, they continue to distort everything. Right now, I am sitting in an X chair. It is absolutely fantastic. XChairClay.com is the website, XChairClay.com. Without this chair, you're selling your body and productivity short. No other chair out there can offer these benefits. We have dynamic variable lumbar and a heat massage therapy. Both are features that separates the X chair from the market. I love it. I sit in it all day long as I am doing a variety of different things, from my radio show, TV show, writing. I work from home like a lot of you, and the best possible chair is the one that allows you to be the most productive. They deliver heat and massage technology right to your body's core. You can get four different massage modes. Deshaun Watson would love this chair. Plus, you can get hooked up now if you go to xchairclay.com. Xchair on sale now for $100 off. You can go to xchairclay.com. That's the letter X, chair, clay, C-L-A-Y. You can also call 1-844-4-X-CHAIR. X-Chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. Go to xchairclay.com and use the code XWheels for free X-Wheel blade casters. Get there today. I don't know how many of you have gone and looked at the Daily Mail, but they have a story up about Hunter Biden's laptop, which confirms that the initial New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop was 100% accurate. If you go look at these photos, and if you go look at all of the details that they are sharing as part of their story, you can tell that Hunter Biden's laptop story was 100% authentic, okay? And as a part of this, that the media's decision to censor the New York Post and not allow the dissemination of this story or the discussion of it virtually anywhere on CNN, MSNBC, or any of their media properties was a form of collusion and conspiracy designed to benefit Joe Biden's presidential campaign. And on top of that, you would also understand that it may well, because of big tech censorship, have handed the presidency to Joe Biden in a totally dishonest fashion. And this is the big deal with big tech censorship. They are artificially constraining the marketplace of ideas. They locked the New York Post account. They blocked anyone who was sharing this story from being able to disseminate it widely. Now, some people say, well, that Daily Mail is salacious in all that they are sharing. I disagree. The media told you that this was Russian disinformation and that it was fake because they believed what the Joe Biden campaign was telling you when Joe Biden and his campaign 100% lied. They knew this was real. They knew that the information on this laptop was real. And they either had one of two things happen. Either big tech knew it was real and they decided to still censor these articles, in which case that's borderline criminal behavior that should be investigated as collusion and conspiracy and interference in federal elections, or they believed Joe Biden and his campaign when they said they were lying. Both are bad because they now have been proven to be caught in a lie. And I just want you to think about this. What would have happened if Donald Trump Jr. had been accused and they had a laptop with all of this evidence of collusion, of drug use, of Ukraine and China, all of these things that Hunter Biden was doing? If Donald Trump Jr. had been doing them, it would have been a monster story for years. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, does it, and he doesn't get charged with any crimes. He hasn't been hardly publicly maligned at all. In fact, he's so cocky and so arrogant that he wrote a book about his drug use. And when he started to sit down for interviews, he's not getting questioned aggressively about any of the lies in his past. Instead, most of the media are still covering for him. This man is 51 years old. He is not some 19, 15, 14-year-old. He is a grown-ass adult, and his lies and conspiracies and collusion on his behalf by big tech is, to me, the single biggest story in America today, and I guarantee you there will not be hardly any coverage or discussion of it in the usual suspects, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC. They will all ignore this, despite the fact that they spent years peddling the false Russia collusion narrative that was blown up by the Mueller report, among others. So, this to me is the biggest story in America. We have allowed big tech to create a Chinese wall that distorts the dissemination of accurate information to citizens in this country. They are doing the same thing as China, except their private companies doing it as opposed to the government. We have entered into a web of lies, and Hunter Biden is central to so many of them. It is a disgrace, and our media's coverage of this story is an absolute disgrace as well, as is the collusion and conspiracy of big tech in protection of Joe Biden, his campaign, and his family in a way they never would have done for Donald Trump. I am on the Candace Owens Show later tonight. If you haven't checked it out, Daily Wire, I think you're going to enjoy it. I imagine that we will be sharing some clips of that over the course of the next couple of days. Encourage you to check it out. I will be on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning if you want to hang out with me to start off your Saturday morning on Fox News. And I'm also going to be on Megyn Kelly's podcast. Megyn and I had about a two-hour conversation about many of these different subjects earlier today. That, I am told, will be up on Monday. I would encourage all of you to go check that out. I think you will enjoy it as well. Finally, speaking about big tech, collusion, censorship, Spotify has deleted 42 different Joe Rogan episodes because they've decided they are unacceptable given content restrictions that Spotify arbitrarily is applying. This is evidence of the great disappearance that we are seeing in a lot of our conversations, in a lot of our discourse. The censorious nature of big tech is, to me, being vastly undercovered in the United States. It is a monster story. We should spend way more time talking about it than we do. I would encourage you guys to continue to support places like OutKick, where we're not going to turn and run, where we believe in the marketplace of ideas. Whether you agree or disagree with us, we are the First Amendment wing of the First Amendment Party. I appreciate all of you. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP, I'll be on television here in about a half hour breaking down things on Fox Bet Live. Again, Fox News, Fox and Friends tomorrow morning with Will Cain and others should be a lot of fun. And I'll be at WrestleMania on Sunday. Busy weekend coming up this way. I hope you enjoy the Masters and DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. I am Clay Travis. Go get your 60 Minute of Lies shirts. And thank you for all your support of OutKick. Like I said, DBAP, unless you need to SBAP.